The Torah in Parashas Kisavai Hashem instructs Moshe Rabbeinu V'chasafta al-avonim as called Divrei HaTorah. Chiddush Arim says, what is the lesson of writing the Divrei HaTorah on stones? Says the Chiddush Arim that Torah is teaching us the power of Torah, the power that Torah has to influence. And even on stones, which are hard and difficult to move, says the Pasuk, if you'll write Divrei Torah on stones, they can even penetrate stones. And the Pasuk continues to say, regarding those stones, V'kameis l'cha avonim g'daylus, you should erect large stones, v'sadatai som basid, and you should put plaster on top of those stones. The Chesaftalim is called Divrei Torah Azois. This is the halacha, to write all of the Divrei Torah ba'ayin loshen in 70 languages. But as an interesting machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda, what was the order, how they wrote, and then did they write the Divrei Torah and then put the plaster on top of it? Or did they first put the plaster and then to write the Torah? And the Gemara asks, according to the opinion of Yehuda, that if they first wrote and then they put the plaster, so ask the Gemara, what's the purpose? They wouldn't see any of the Divrei Torah. Weren't they all covered with the plaster? And the Gemara answers that there were craftsmen, there were experts that knew how to take off the plaster. So asks Isura Baruch Sorotskin Zatzal, so then what have we accomplished? If we're going to put on the plaster, if we're going to write the Divrei Torah and take off and then put on the plaster on top of it, and then afterwards remove the plaster, so what was the purpose of putting on the plaster if it's going to be removed? Teaches us the Torah that Divrei Torah, learning Torah, understanding Torah, learning the lessons of Torah, don't come easy. If it's just there on a stone for you to read in any language that you understand, then you haven't learned Torah. Torah comes with an appreciation for the Torah. And if that appreciation is not manifest, then you haven't learned Torah the way you're supposed to learn Torah. The Pasuk in our parasha mentions a number of situations of horror of a person is cursed for doing different averis. And the last of the horrors, the last of the curse, is Orash Layokim as Divrei HaTorah Azois Lasois. And Rabbi Yehuda Asad asks, the Torah mentions all the different averis for which if one Chas V'Sholom violates those averis, he is cursed. Each individual avera. Why at the end does the Torah now mention a new general category? Orash layokim es divrei haTorah azois. He says, and he goes on to discuss. We know that the Gemara says that Dovazeh shalu l'chachamim u'neviyim. They asked the chachamim and the neviyim, Neimah charva, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? And this first question is, the Pasuk itself says why. The Pasuk says, V'amru hagoyim ama osa Hashem kochal aretz azois. The nations of the world will ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to Eretz Yisrael? V'amru, and the answer is, Ashel ozvas bris Hashem alakei avoysam. They are punished because they left and they forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the question? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the Eretz Yisrael? And what's this that they don't understand? And actually, what does the Gemara say? The reason is Ashlai Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. And of course, every bracha is very important. But why, for not making Birchas HaTorah, do they deserve such a terrible punishment? Another question that he asks is that the Medrash says, Chotu b'chaflayim v'loku b'chaflayim. They did a double avera, and that's why they were doubly punished. and he wants to understand what was the double aveira for which they deserved a double punishment. And finally, he tries to understand that we know Chazal teach us that normally, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarif Machshav L'Maisa. If somebody Chas V'Shalom does an aveira, he's punished for the aveira, but he's not punished for the machshava, for the thought that the planning to do an aveira, except for by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just punish the person for the aveira, but he gets punished also for the machshava, the thought of doing an aveira. And of course the question is, why is Avodah Zarah different from all other aveiras? So he establishes that people who do aveiras, there are two forces that unfortunately drive a person to do an aveira. One is the person wants to do something. He wants to do something. He knows it's wrong, but he can't overcome. He doesn't have the willpower to not do what he's not supposed to do. And then the other force that drives a person to do an aveira is if a person, chas v'shalom, is an apikairis, a person who doesn't believe in the Torah. Such a person doesn't have aveira because he doesn't believe in the Torah. He doesn't believe in the Dvar Hashem. He doesn't believe in the concept of mitzvahs and aveiras. He points out that most people who unfortunately do aveiras because of taiva. They do aveiras because there are different situations that come up in our lives and we have a difficulty to overcome those situations. And he points out that the person who does such an aveira knows that he's doing something wrong. He feels bad that he's doing the wrong thing. He wishes he wasn't doing the wrong thing. He just doesn't have the willpower to overcome his yetzer hara. And immediately after he does the aveira, he regrets having done the aveira. Whereas, that's the person who does an aveira because of taiva. But somebody who does an aveira because of apikorsis, so he doesn't feel bad about doing the aveira, and he doesn't regret doing the aveira, and he is a much more serious type of an aveira. So he explains, by all aveiras in the Torah, if we find somebody doing an aveira, we could assume Klal Yisrael are people who want to do the right thing. And even if Chas V'Shalom, sometimes they fall and they do an aveira, it's not because they don't believe in the Torah. It's not because Chas V'Shalom, they don't believe in the Dvar Hashem. It's because they had a weak moment. However, Avodah Zarah is clearly an aveira, that somebody who worships Avodah Zarah is worshiping Avodah Zarah because he doesn't believe in the Torah. He doesn't believe in Hashem. And therefore, by Avodah Zarah, does one not just get punished for the worshiping of the Avodah Zarah? By Avodah Zarah, we know for sure that the person who did the Aveira did it because he doesn't believe in Hashem. That Machshava is also something for which he ought to get punished. By all the other Aveiras, there was no Machshava, deliberate Machshava, that preceded having done the Aveira. And that's Pshat, what in the Smedrash explains Rabbi Yehuda Asad. The Pasuk is saying that Klal Yisrael are going to suffer Ma'asa Hashem Kochel Aretz Hazois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Eretz Yisrael, and the answer is Asha Ozvo is Bris Hashem Elokei Avosam. And the question is, of course it's terrible that they forsake the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live, but the punishment of the Chorban, Is it because they did aveiras? And that was the question that was asked to the Chachamim and Nevi'im. Yes, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, but why did they deserve such a terrible punishment? And the answer is, Ashlei Baruch B'Torah Tchila. It wasn't just that they didn't follow the words of the Torah. It's so much more. They didn't follow the words of the Torah because they didn't believe in the Torah. What's the proof that they did not have the proper belief in the Torah? Because Ashlei Baruch Hu B'Torah, because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Somebody who believes in the Torah makes Birchas HaTorah. And somebody who doesn't believe in the Torah doesn't make Birchas HaTorah. And because of that, they deserved this terrible punishment. Loku b'chaflayim. They were punished doubly because chatu b'chaflayim. Because they didn't just do an aveira. They didn't just do the aveira. They also had the machshava. They had the wrong thought. They had the wrong philosophy towards avodas Hashem. Just like those who are oved avodas zara. And that's why they deserved the double punishment. Not just for the actual aveiras that they committed, but for the machshava that brought them to do those aveiras. And that's the special auror, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, that our pasuk refers to. The Torah gives a special auror, auror shel yakim as divrei haTorah hazois. Of course a person has to keep every mitzvah. Of course a person may not violate any aveira. But at least if you do, at least have the right hashkafa. At least have the right attitude towards Hashem's mitzvahs and towards the Torah. Aura shalakim as Torah is a new madrega, is a new level of a person who doesn't even have the proper attitude and respect to the Torah. And that's the biggest aveira. At least we should always remember that there's a Shem in the world. There's a Torah in the world. And we have to remain connected to Hashem and the Torah. And that will eventually bring us to act like we're supposed to act.